Good evening and welcome to Loudmouth Radio, the Internet's hottest online talk radio show. This broadcast is a live feed via Internet on blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. Be sure to connect with us on facebook.com/loudmouthonline and like our page. Please feel free to post questions and comments on our Loudmouth Radio page on Blog Talk and follow our upcoming broadcasts. Tonight's show, The Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins, currently broadcast on Loudmouth Radio each and every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are available for live chat on Blog Talk Radio. We would also like at this time to acknowledge the unfortunate situation that has occurred in Boston, Massachusetts, and take a moment to actually have what we would like to call just a brief moment of silence. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Now we would like to bring in your host, Mr. Roderick Watkins.
Hello, everybody, and good evening. This is The Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins, and thank you for listening this evening. I just want to, again, take a moment to address the situation in Boston and just let the families and the runners of that marathon know that they have our condolences here. What a tragic event to happen on such a significant day for them as they celebrate their Patriots Day out there. So, again, my condolences to all the runners and the families and friends of the runners who participated in that event. Today we have a special guest, a very good friend of mine. Her name is Felicia Leatherwood. And she is a natural hairstylist. Now, I know that's kind of interesting because what does hair have to do with spirituality? And the title of today's show is Appearance and Spirituality. And in many traditions, it's actually believed that the longer the hair, the more wiser an individual is. I found an interesting story, as many of you or, well, I won't assume what you know, but during one of our wars here in the U.S., when we recruited Native Americans, one of the reasons why we recruited them to help us out was because of their intuitive ability. And it was actually believed that their intuitive ability was, or the strength of their intuition or their psychic ability was due to the length of their hair. Let me read you a little something here. It says, we are conditioned to think that hairstyling is important and how it makes a cool fashion statement. But in olden times, it was a different story. An interesting find revealed that long hair in men was actually related to consciousness and a sixth sense. Does this sound alarming? Let's delve into it a bit more. During the Vietnam War, special forces in the War Department had sent undercover experts to look for talented recruits among Native Americans who were blessed with special supernatural or tracking abilities. A couple of American Indians were selected, and what happened was surprising. Once they joined the military, they were actually asked to cut their hair. And the ability or the intuitive abilities that the military was seeking at that time, they noticed were lacking in these men. Well, when they recruited more Indians, they this time did not cut their hair and allowed them to keep their hair. And these Indians were able to perform, or Native Americans, excuse me, were able to perform much better than the earlier recruits that they had made cut their hair. So I just find that interesting. And there are other religious traditions, like we know the story of Samson, where he loses his strength if you cut his hair. So it's interesting how that plays a role. Another thing I want to talk about as far as appearance is a lot of times we think that our genes are in control of us, but we're actually finding out that through epigenetics, and that means factors other than genes that affect our genetics. It's a study where they're finding out that we actually have a lot more control over our genetics than what we initially thought. I was talking about last week how we used to at one point think that we could not change the architect of our mind, or you know, that the structure of our mind becomes fixed. Well, it turns out that we know that through neuroplasticity that that's not true, and so the same is also occurs with genes. Genes can be affected by the emotion, by our emotions, by our conscious thoughts, by our unconscious thoughts, and by the environment that we're in. So the things that we choose to take in our system actually affect how our genes express themselves, and thus can affect our physical well-being, our physical health. So these are just some of the things that we'll talk about today. And please feel free to join us at loudmouthradio.com. You can join in on the chat there, or you can tweet us at loudmouthradio on Twitter, pound the universal mind, or you can look at us on Facebook at loudmouthradio.com, and that's loudmouth, LOUDDMOUTH, loudmouth radio. So with no further ado, let me introduce you to you, Felicia Leatherwood.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Felicia.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Felicia, how are you?
I'm blessed. There is a lot going on out in the world right now, and a lot of it feels unbelievable.
You want to talk about that for a minute? Are you thinking about the tragedy that happened in Boston?
Yeah, there's a lot happening because I woke up this morning feeling really good. I felt good. I felt enlightened. I had some clarity about my day. And I was thinking, wow, I feel really good. Of course, I had about 9 to 10 hours of sleep last night, but I just felt good in my actual soul. And so as I continue with my day, just to turn on the TV and found out that this tragedy has happened, it was like, this is so deep, because I wonder how many people have the feeling of like where you feel so good and then something tragic happens and then you feel like you're almost caught in between two different worlds, where even though there's something good happening in your life, there's something bad happening in somebody else's life. So it's a real interesting dynamic to have the feeling, you know, of I was excited to do the radio show. I couldn't wait until this time came for us to talk. But at the same time, you know, every channel has this tragedy on, and there are people whose lives were literally at stake in a moment of you know, just urgency. So it's a real interesting dynamic. Hopefully in this next hour we can kind of go a little deeper into talking about things that feel better to us so that we can uplift ourselves and each other, you know, in a positive way. But yeah, it's an interesting day.
Yeah, I feel you on that there, Felicia. I was sitting up there, and I've been watching the news and keeping track of what's going on as well, and you were just talking about an exhilarating moment. And I have yet to do a marathon, but I have run some races before. And the feeling that you have when you're about to see the finish line and cross, the sense of accomplishment and knowing that all your hard work and everything that you put into it is going to manifest itself at that particular point. And I just felt sad because I know that the last thing that those people were expecting there, and then to know that some people actually lost their lives, just was it was really tragic. And I hope that the government and the state of the city of Boston are able to work diligently enough to bring those people to justice who caused this tragedy. I'm grateful for that we are able to talk about things like this, because I hope that our understanding of consciousness spreads so that we can find other ways to resolve our conflicts with people instead of feeling that we have to inflict so much damage or pain in order for people to get to, in order to have people listen to us. It's interesting that we have to use such drastic measures just to get people's attention. I'm hoping that we find better ways to communicate in the future than what these people or this individual did today in order to get the world to know that they are hurting.
Yeah.
They're hurting. Instead of having to cause other people to hurt as well. So,
yeah.
Felicia, we go way back, me and you, huh? I'm going to say it's almost a decade, over a decade. Longer than, it's like, I'm giving up my age here.
about
15 to 20 years almost, huh?
Well, the funny thing about reminiscing on a long friendship is that you actually end up telling how old you are.
Right.
It's one of those situations. It's that catch where you're like, oh, wow, y'all go back that far? Well, how old are you really? But, yes, I'm very proud to say that I've known you since the 90s. And I'm proud to even be 44 and still have a lot of my friends that I've had for so long. I feel like, when you have good friends, if they're still around or if they've been around for 20-plus years, that's when you got some good people in your life. So you're definitely one of the best people in my life.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And you have, too. I've always have relied on your wisdom and your experience. You used to guide me back in the day when you actually you started off doing my hair. Well, you started off doing my friend Jay hair, and then it just ballooned from there as far as you coming into our family, huh?
I know. I know. I think I was doing everybody's hair on the block at one point. It was, so you remember me when I was literally I had you sitting in a little bitty chair. The chair was from like 1965. And, we would sit up and we would actually have wonderful spiritual talks. And as it related to hair. So I love that it's coming back around and you're doing Blog Talk Radio that basically is incorporating hair and spirituality. Because a lot of people talk to me about how they feel about when it comes to cutting their hair and the emotions behind it and what they feel in their hearts when it comes to cutting their hair or letting other people embark on doing something to their hair. So I love that we're doing this conversation today.
Now, I want to just tout your credentials because, you're doing big things. Jill Scott, Kim Cole, Will Smith, Terrence Howard, Anthony Anderson, Hill Harper, and just recently Viola Davis. And I think you're like on the staff of the Essence Awards, or you've worked with them. You also do screen and set production. Wow, what a resume.
Yeah.
You weren't doing all this when I first met you now, were you?
Well, you pumping me up a little stronger than what's happening, but I appreciate it. Yeah, I actually worked some amazing people in the entertainment industry. Right now, I am very proud to say that I'm working with some of the top naturalistas in entertainment to date. And I was not doing, I think when I was working with you, I was just kind of starting out. I always did hair on the side. I've been braiding hair since I was a small child. And it was one of the ways that I made a little money in high school, you know, and out of high school. And I just basically took it and ran with it. Because before all of that, before hair, before Felicia, the natural hair guru, hair whisperer, all those titles that have been wonderfully given to me came about, I worked in the entertainment industry. I worked at BET for like 6 years. I worked at Warner Brothers. I worked at Fox for a little while. And so I was in production, behind the scenes, what they call pulling the curtain, you know, shining the spotlight on folks and working the Chiron and all of that stuff. So, yeah, it's been an amazing, it's just been amazing to be able to work the way I've been working. And what I found is that I really do enjoy putting my hands in some natural hair.
I mean, that's very intimate, touching somebody's head, isn't it?
It's extremely intimate. And for me, even more so, because people come to me and they're like, okay, I'm going to get my hair done. But for me, it's spiritual because I can feel, literally feel, some of the emotions, some of the things that people are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can actually tell when there's stress in a person's life, when the diet is off, when they're really not what I call serving the mind, body, and spirit, because it's all one connection. And so
can you give me a little detail? How are you able to sense that, or what do you see, or what do you feel?
See, that's the thing. And this is why one of my clients calls me the hair whisperer, because I really don't know. All I know is I feel like doing hair is my calling, because when I touch the hair does react. I've gotten so in tune and sensitive to the hair that I just can tell when it's been through a lot. I can just feel it. I can feel it.
Well, let me tell you, I was reading up on, I was doing some of my own research as well, because, you know, I like to see, have other people looked into this, the scientific facts behind it. And it says the purpose of hair is for warmth, protection, and there is a touch sense of hair. Hair has its own touch sense. So it, you know, like if somebody touches your hair, you can feel it. It's not your scalp. It's actually your hair sensing that. And, I mean, it can sense air. But what I found interesting is that hair does store a lot of biological information, not only just DNA, but like our history. You can determine some of the things that you've eaten by examining people's hair. You can, or what's been ingested in your system. Where even there was one study talking about that I had read regarding about that you can detect an environment that a person has been in based off of a hair sample. I just thought that was just brilliant how that this part of ourselves, actually this appendage of ourselves, is able to keep a biological record of what we've experienced and been through.
Well, and that's the thing. Hair is, to me, a life force. Scientists say hair is dead. They say that it's not alive. It grows out of the head and it's dead. But I don't get that. I've seen hair come back to life. To me, hair is like a plant. It's like a plant. If you talk to it with loving kindness, it will flourish. If you deal with it and you're disgruntled or you're depressed or you're in a negative space, then it's not going to give you what you want. And a lot of times people disconnect the hair from the body. And now when I go around the globe and I do my talks about natural hair, I always tell the women that the hair is not separate from the body. The arm is not separate from the shoulder. The shoulder is not separate from the chest or the heart. All of it is one thing. So if you are saying something negative about your hair, you're actually saying something negative about yourself. So you have to be careful.
Right. Felicia, you know? we're gonna continue on to that. I like that. If you talk negative about your hair, you're talking negative about yourself, and we're going to get in that, especially with people of color, because I know we have some hair issues. But we have a caller right now. One of your fans is probably calling in. So, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Carly.
Yes, this is, am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Andrine Taylor. I am a fan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so glad that you guys are having this talk today, and especially with Felicia. I'm more than a fan of Felicia. About a year ago, I called Felicia when I was going through a very challenging time in my life. She'd been my hairstylist. I know she does celebrity people, but she also does regular people like me, too.
Uh-huh.
And I called Felicia when I was going through chemotherapy, and I have been, you know, challenged with cancer for 8 years, but this was like the first time in the 8-year process that my hair was falling out. And it was devastating to me. I had like a head full of natural hair, and I did not know what to do. And it was more than, like, as you guys have been talking about, it's more than just the hair coming out. You know, for the first time, I was really connected with what was going on with me, and I really did feel that spiritual connection. This hair was like a part of my identity. It's a part of the way, you know, I presented myself to the world. And I was devastated, and I picked up the phone. I am in Washington, D.C., and I call Felicia, and I think it was Christmas Eve. And we had a profound conversation, and it was all about the whole concept that we've been talking about on the air already, about the connection that you have with your hair and the spiritual connection. And I called Felicia, and what she told me, I'll never forget, and it opened up the gateway to many wonderful things that are just happening in my life right now. She said to me, Andrine, focus on renewal. And when she told me to focus on renewal with the hair coming out and focus on what was going to be coming out after that, it just changed everything for me. We were on the phone for an hour, and that was like probably the best thing that could have happened to me during that time. I was not alone, and she comforted me, and she held my hand. And it really, that conversation, I tell her this all the time, changed the course of my life. And I just wanted to say that, and I completely am in one with this conversation about what the conversation that you have with your hair is a conversation that you have with yourself. I focus on renewal, and I have a whole new life today, one that I did not expect to be having because of that conversation that I had with Felicia about my hair falling out in that moment.
That is a great story. I'm sorry, could you say your name one more time? I've been mispronouncing it, I think.
Okay, my name is Andrine Taylor.
Andrine Taylor, thank you. How'd you find out about
it? Hi, Felicia. I said I was I love this. I love this woman. She, you don't know, she helped inspire this organization that I'm doing now. It's called Zori Works for Women's Health, and she said focus on renewal. And I have been working with other women who are going through similar experiences and helping them renew themselves after the trauma and life that comes after cancer.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's great. And continue success and prosperity to you with your ventures. How did you find out about the Universal Mind Show?
I'm a fan of Felicia and a friend, and I support what she does. So when I heard that you guys were having this conversation about spirituality, I definitely wanted to be a part of it because, you know, this natural hair thing is way more than just like, you know, oh, let's take pretty pictures, you know, let's like celebrate our hair. It's a lot deeper than that, and I'm glad to be a part of any conversation where we take it to the next level. And I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you, Andrine. I appreciate it. So, what's your what's the name of the organization that you created?
Zori Works for Women's Health. Zori, Z-U-R-I, Works for Women's Health. Zori means beautiful, so beautiful works for women's health. And we have a signature program called It'll Grow Back, and that program is modeled after the conversation that I had with Felicia. What we do is connect wonderful stylists to women who are in recovery. And like I said, if I didn't have that conversation with Felicia, we wouldn't be doing this wonderful service. And I'm just very grateful that she picked up the phone that day and that we're having this conversation right now.
Aww.
Well, thank you for calling, Adrienne. Do you have anything to say to Adrienne and Felicia?
Yeah, I wanted to thank you also for calling in. And I actually, Rod, I look forward. I'm going to see Adrienne in May on the 18th because she's doing a promotion for the Cancer Association called Big Chop to Stop Cancer. So the women are going to be basically donating to Zuri Works. And one wonderful woman will be getting her hair chopped in support of women that are battling with cancer. So I'm really
Adrienne,
proud of her. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Adrienne, what's your Twitter and your Facebook? How can people get in contact with you if they're interested?
Just go to Zuri Works. That's where we are on Facebook, Zuriworks. That's our www.zuriworks.org. That's our Twitter handle. That's our Instagram. That's our everything, zuriworks.org. And you can find out more about the Big Chop there. And we're so happy that Felicia is going to Big Chop somebody for us.
Well, thanks again for calling in and appreciate your support.
Okay, thank you. I love you, Felicia.
I love you,
Andrew. Thank
lady.
You. Alrighty,
bye-bye. Oh, that's great, Felicia. I'm sure we have many of your fans out there listening tonight, so please feel free to call in, or you can text us at loudmouthradio.com or Twitter at loudmouth, L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H, and Facebook, loudmouthradio.com. So, Felicia, now you were saying if you talk bad about yourself, if you talk bad about your hair, oh, also don't let me forget to call in. You can also call in at 347-826-7520. And, again, you're listening to the Universal Mind Network. Listening to the Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins. Felicia, you got me excited. I'm fumbling over my words here. I'm just happy to have you on tonight. I had to do my radio cues right. So you were saying that if you talk bad about your hair, you're talking bad about yourself. So can you go into that a little bit deeper?
Well, there's a few things, and you can just cut me off when we need to go to commercial break at any point. But basically, you have different types of people and what they believe and what they follow. So the Rastafaris, their whole connection with their dreads, their Nazi dreads, was to be connected to God, to the Most High. So they felt like it's God's antenna to have the dreadlocks. So they never cut their hair because that is their belief system. Then you have women in the Middle East who feel like to offer their hair is their religious right. And it is in place of a human sacrifice. It's a fulfillment of vows for them. So you have two different cultures believing two different things. You have one where the hair is definitely their connection with God. Then you have another where cutting their hair and offering it up is a connection with God. So if you look at both these things, what you come to is the basis of what your belief system is, what you believe, which goes back
right to
how you treat yourself. If you treat yourself in a place of respect and you treat your mind, body, and soul good, which means when it comes to treating the mind well, you want to read books and you want to make sure you take in things that are positive, that help cultivate the spirit and feel good to you. When it comes to the body, you want to make sure you're eating good things, that you're exercising, that you get a massage, and that you lather yourself in oils, and that you take care of your hair. You know, you get your proper trims, and you massage your scalp, and you love your hair. So, you know, and when it comes to the soul and the spirit, whatever your belief system is, you want to honor that. So it is the mind, body, spirit, and the hair is where a lot of us start as women. We start with our hair. We start with our beauty. It's a beautification process. And I get a lot of questions about how come I cut my hair off.
Yes,
you
I was
remember
going
me,
to ask
I had,
you that, actually.
Yeah, you remember I had all that hair. I've had locks. I've had afros. I've had braids.
I see you go through the whole gamut. And you have seen me go through the whole gamut. We both had our hair transitions.
Yeah, you've seen me go through the whole process. And so the situation with me, which I tell the story when I do the workshops, is that I became what I call hair obsessed. When you become hair obsessed, what it is for a woman is that every week, every other week, you're constantly trying to figure out what's the next hairstyle you can possibly give yourself. How can you change yourself? What can you do next? And so when I have clients that come to me like that, mm-hmm. usually I'll say, okay, what's going on the inside that makes you constantly want to keep changing? When we have something good working here. So when I started mm-hmm. to become that person, I had to look at what was I trying to hide or not deal with that needed to be changed. So I wouldn't cut my hair off. And when I did that, I was able to get back to my basics. There was no more hair to concentrate on. I'm not a big makeup person. So once I cut my hair, I felt free because the hair I had on me held some energy that I didn't need anymore. And so I cut it off. I felt good. I got clarity. I realized I needed to get out of the relationship I had been in for a while off and on. I needed to get organized in my home. So it brought clarity and change to me in the most positive way for me to have my hair short.
So you had extra space to think in once you didn't have to put all that focus on how your hair was going to be or how you were going to do your hair or worried about how it looked in public.
There's that, and I'm a little bit lazy when it comes to doing my hair. So it also became convenient for me to be able to get up and go and just put on something nice and worry about just nothing. And being able to be free to beautify all the other people that come to me to feel good.
Wow. You know, there is some scientific evidence about what you're saying in regards to how thoughts can affect our how we feel about ourselves. I don't know if you were listening to me earlier before you came on, but there's a study called epigenetics, and it's basically everything in our bodies that have influence on us outside of our genetic code, and they're finding out that our emotions, our thoughts, our unconscious beliefs, all those things can affect how we express, how the genes express in our bodies, and our genes are basically what make up our physical appearance and stuff. So I find it interesting that this correlation, you know, that stuff that things that a lot of people have learned through intuition or whatever divine wisdom they call upon, you know, this stuff has been around for centuries, and now we're actually able to validate it in other ways, and I just find that great. Felicia, I think we have another caller. Caller?
Yeah.
Caller, are you there?
How are you? Yes, I'm here.
And who's calling in?
This is Jazzy.
Hi, Debbie. And Debbie, how did you find out about the Universal Mind?
Well, I'm actually Jazzy, but I found out about the Universal Mind because I work with you.
Jazzy. But Felicia, now Jazzy has a show called Bare Truths, and she also has a company called Bare Heads. And so
Hi.
I am happy that Jazzy has called in because you two are going to definitely have a lot to talk about, I'm sure. So
Jazzy,
what are your thoughts
about
today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Let me tell
you. So Jazzy,
tell
us a little bit about Bare Heads real quick.
No, I don't want to tell you anything about Bare Heads because I'm excited to be talking to a famous cosmetologist. This is exciting. This is like major exciting.
You got to share a little for the audience so that they can get a perspective on the wisdom and the talent that's, you know.
Okay, well, I am a 30-year veteran in the cosmetology world in three different states, which means absolutely nothing. I've just moved a couple of different places and took the craft with me. But I started Bare Heads last year, so a year old, and the direction of the company was to have women that had either lost their hair to some type of trauma, some type of illness, predominantly a lot of people associated with cancer. But it's a lot of, you know, as we know in the industry, stress causes alopecia, which is the loss of hair and spots, and just several different issues that people lost their hair, but also predominantly women that have decided to cut their hair off for various reasons. And you, I'm sure, like I am, and many of the women that were involved in this project, most people walk up to us once we have either cut our hair. My hair was really just bald. I just shaved it off. I was like you and said, you know what, I'm tired. I need, you know, to transition, and I need to start fresh and really be clear, just like you. Cut my locks off and just bald-headed. So I shocked a whole lot of people. But from that, I had so many people that will walk up to me and say, oh, my God, you look so beautiful. Did you lose your hair to cancer? Was there some issue that caused you to, you know, to be bald, or did you make the choice just to be bald? So it sparked conversation. And from that, the idea came that, you know what, this is a phenomenal way to introduce your causes. So whatever your cause is, when that person asks you that question, whatever you're passionate about, you have a few seconds to say, I cut my hair because of. I cut my hair because I'm thinking about the people who lost their lives in Boston. I cut my hair because I wanted to give reverence to, you know, nature. I cut my hair because of. Or I lost my hair, and due to that, I wanted to talk about diabetes. Whatever it was, so that's pretty much where my company branded out as. And what we did was took photos and wanted to produce a magazine. Subsequently, a whole lot of setbacks and things happened, so we haven't actually done the production of the magazine. It's still in the making for all of those beautiful people and models that are coming this year. But we still have been doing some powerful and impactful things. However, right, having said all of that, forget that, Felicia. I love what you're doing. And I love this whole perspective that Roger was able to bring out, because so many people do not believe that you are so spiritually and personality connected to your hair. They just don't.
Let me ask both you ladies this. As African-American women, how do you find their self-esteem? Is their self-esteem linked to their hair or their appearance? Do we have In our culture, do we have a healthy or do we have a not so healthy thought pattern regarding our physical appearance or dealing with our hair? What have you guys noticed in your careers? Did that make sense?
I'm all
over the place with that.
I think that with the emergence of natural hair, it's becoming a very healthy conversation, and there's a lot of support groups right now that are supporting women going back to their original selves, their origin. So
mm-hmm.
I see a whole other side of things. I do get letters where women are still struggling, but I see more support than I've ever seen with women helping each other to transition.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
So go ahead. I'm sorry, Jazzy.
No. I was getting ready to say I would just have to agree with that. At the same token, I think it's a reemerging of an acceptance. I know during the 60s and the 70s, people were so strong with, I'm going to embrace who I am and the way my hair grew naturally. And then we kind of transcended into having, like you said, figuring out what hairstyle I'm going to wear and what was sociably accepted, and I think we have just kind of gone backwards, which is, for the most part, that's a bad thing, but I think this backward movement has been amazing because it has allowed people like Felicia and myself and several other women that have said, I'm going to shave it all off and be okay with that. I'm going to see myself for who I am, no teeth, freckles on my face, you know, blue eyes, green eyes, whatever it was, fuller lips, fuller nose, you now have to accept you for you and love. When you shave your head, you don't know what you're going to find up under that. So you are strong. You know, you don't. You don't know what size shape. You don't know if you're going to have rolls or bump or whatever. So you're taking a risk at saying, somebody's going to say something about me, but I don't care. So I think
yeah.
we've changed how we look at things, and it has now become a better embracing, even in corporate America, which, you know, Rod, you know all too well.
Yes, that's another topic for another day. I just want to take a minute to tell our listeners that they're listening to The Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins. My guest tonight is the famous Felicia Leatherwood of Loving Your Natural Hair. And I also have another special guest who just joined us, Jazzy Jones of Bare Heads. And we're talking about appearance and spirituality. You can contact us on Facebook.com at Loudmouth Online, or you can contact us at Twitter at Loudmouth, or you can call us at our number, which is, my producer is going to kill me. I haven't got this number memorized yet, 347-826-7520. And send us your tweet. We're listening to us, and please call in and speak with Felicia. Okay. So, lady, you were saying, I think, Jazzy, you were saying?
No. I'm not going to even take up the show. I think Felicia's doing a fantastic job. Felicia, I do hope at some point we'll get a chance to meet and do some things together, because I think it's really important for stylists to band together and not have that, you know, pull-down mentality. But I'm really proud of the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Jazzy, for your support. I really appreciate that. Are you in Atlanta?
I am in Atlanta. I'm no longer doing hair on a full-time basis, 30 years and a whole lot of work later. My hands are like, you know what, girl, you might want to just stop and not do as much as you, you know, did at one point. But, you know, still here and there I'm able to, but I enjoy it so much. I enjoy just watching the creativity of so many young people coming up and so many new people coming up, so.
Okay,
Felicia,
well,
Jazzy is being modest. Jazzy also is the host of The Bare Truth, which airs tomorrow on the Loudmouth Radio Network at 8 o'clock. So please tune in, and you can hear more from Jazzy and The Bare Truth. And her show is Sex Flowers and what? Am I missing one?
The Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers.
Love, life, sex, and flowers. Felicia, I'm sorry, I think I cut you off. You were asking another question.
I was telling Jazzy that I'll definitely look for you when I come back that way.
Oh, yeah, please do. I'm going to go now and let you guys finish up and rest my jaws.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good night, Jazzy. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so Jazzy's a good friend that I met out here, and it was so interesting when I met her, Felicia. You were the first person that came to mind. I think I even called you when I met her because I wanted y'all to meet, so I'm glad that finally happened.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I wanted to share with you was that a lot of times when women cut their hair, they purge a lot, and so
mm-hmm.
A lot of times you will, if you're ever able to witness someone getting big chopped, they cry, because I believe the hair really does have feelings. It is connected to your emotions. And so when you cut away that hair, there's a lot that you are cutting out of your life. So it's a real interesting process. I think as a man, you guys from, you know, you start getting your hair cut really young. So you don't really have the same association or connection. And also, men are typically, it seems like you guys are kind of taught to disconnect when it comes to your emotional state in a lot of ways. Whereas
say that
women,
one more time. I'm sorry.
You guys are kind of taught to disconnect from being emotional.
Okay.
You know what I mean? From purging
yeah.
to being emotional. So if you have a spiritual connection or a group of friends where you have that comfort zone to be able to connect in a spiritual way or an emotional way, is really amazing. But you don't find too many groups like that often amongst men, especially men of color. With women, mm-hmm. we are constantly trying to support each other. I mean, you know, you see us tearing each other down, but I typically look for the women that are building each other up and empowering and inspiring each other. So you'll see more women be able to purge and be emotional and share their feelings, ask for help, and do well with men a lot of times.
Now, do you do all types of hair, or do you just mainly focus on African American?
I do all types of hair, but I have most of my clients are African American, and most of my clients are naturalistas.
Okay. And what is a naturalista for our listeners?
Naturalista is a woman who is rocking her natural hair as well as her fashion, and beautifying herself from head to toe.
So, do you think that spiritually it affects our? Do you think our appearance affects our spirit, or I mean, how does that work? Is it one way? If you're beautiful on the inside, you're beautiful on the outside, or is beauty the eye of the beholder, or can you fake it till you make it? Can you look good on the outside and it affects the inside?
I think that the society we live in now tries to beautify everything on the outside. Meanwhile, what's going on the inside is suffering. It would be so amazing to reverse that and to actually serve the soul and the spirit first, because that will encourage everything else to be beautiful. It will follow that. There are people that you see that don't wear makeup. They don't do much to themselves. But there's something about their spirit that is so beautiful that every time you see them, they look like they're walking around with a light shining behind them. There's just a beam of brightness because they serve the inner self before they actually start working on the outer self. So, you know, I constantly say it, I'll say it again, it's the mind, body, spirit. And you know those people because you want to be around them all the time.
Right. Right, so the law of attraction, and if people see you beaming, but then you can also pick up negativity from beaming as well, right? How do you deal with that, or how do you discern who to bring in your life, or do you just let whatever is within you touch whomever and hope for the best?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, because I have a little secret. It's not a secret, but it's a secret. And speaking of The Secret, we've all heard of the short film, The Secret. It's kind of like that. Sometimes you hear the word secret and you think that it's something being kept, but sometimes the secret can be the most precious gift that you can ever share with someone. And what my particular secret is that my intention fully is to always be love, show up as love, bring the love, receive the love, give the love. With that being said, I have been blessed to always have good people around me. The people that are not supposed to be around me do not come back. They do not show up. They just don't. But the people that are like-minded, that I'm supposed to be connected with, they constantly flow through my life. No matter where I am, what city, what state, what country, they always show up. So
I really love that.
I rely on that.
Because of your intent that you set, because of the intention that you set out in the world each day, how you set out in love, you don't have to worry about negativity or hatred coming up to you because of that initial intent that you set out. You know that only love is going to be attracted back towards you.
It's not even a thought anymore. You don't think about it. You just go in your day. It's a belief of knowing. And then I will tell you this. If something goes down that doesn't feel good, a lot of times it's for the lesson, and you just have to get the lesson in what it is. You don't have to believe that it'll always be bad or feel bad, but if you can find that lesson in what it is, that the reason why that situation happened, you'll be all right.
Wow, that's just great. You were just talking about earlier how people beam that inner light, and you have always radiated that to me since I've known you. I think we hit it off instantly. We instantly connected with each other, and I'm just very thankful and grateful that you are a part of my life today, and I just look forward to more experiences with you. I loved it when you came out here to Atlanta just last year. Hope to get to see you again real soon.
Yes. I look forward to it. I know we only have 10 minutes left in the show, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity to talk to you, and especially about something like this, because I do a lot of different things. I'm all over the place speaking about hair, doing little, talks and interviews and consulting. But rarely does anybody ask me about spirituality and the connection of hair to the spirit. So this is awesome.
Oh, I'm glad. I knew it was once I had the vehicle to do this, I knew you were one of the first people that popped in my mind. So let the our listeners know, how can they get in contact with you? When's your next seminar? What's going on with Felicia?
So I'm a big Instagram addict. I've just like taken over Instagram with all my little pictures. So I'm on Instagram, and I'm also on Twitter under Loving Your Hair. So you can find me under Loving Your Hair. You can find me on Facebook under Loving Your Hair. I have a fan page with about 26,000 wonderful fans that are supportive. And I tell people all the time, I'm Googleable. I made that word up, by the way. But I'm Googleable. You can find me. You can punch in Felicia Leatherwood, and you can find me and send me an email or just hit me up, send me a nice something on Instagram, and let's talk about you. But where I'll be next, I actually leave next week, and I'm doing the Curly Girl Cruise, and it's leaving out of Miami. We're going through the Western Caribbean. And then after that, I'll be in Philly. Now, the Philly show I'm really excited about is the Philly Natural Hair Show. I'll be doing a workshop. I'll be speaking for about an hour and a half there, and you can basically go on to www.PhiladelphiaNaturalHairWorkshop.eventbrite.com and purchase a ticket, or you can find it on my fan page. So I'll be in Philly May the 4th, and I'll be in D.C. with Andreen and Coiled by Nature. That is Natural Hair Meetup Day, and I will be speaking in D.C., and we're going to do the Big Chop to Stop Cancer. So that's where I'll be for the next 3 weeks.
Your calendar stays busy. I know you were telling me, Rod, you got to get me in this month, because I don't know if I'll be able to talk to you anytime soon. So I'm happy that you were able to take the time to do this for me and get me in there.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Let me ask you another question real quick, though, since we still do have a little bit more time. What is your spiritual background, and where did you come from, and where are you today, that you were able to make this connection like this?
Wow, okay. So you asked me a big one, because I'm sure, I think people try to ask me that in the most roundabout way, because, that's a very personal question. It's almost like saying, who did you vote for, or who, you know what I mean?
It's
real interesting. But I grew up as a Christian, and my parents both were licensed ministers, Church of God in Christ. And as I've grown, I still hold to my background where I grew up, the way I grew up, but I also have incorporated understanding that God has given me the power to create the life that I'm living, and that I have to be responsible with that power. And so I know that at the end of the day, I can create something really wonderful or something really not so good with the power that God has given me. So I definitely respect that power. I definitely respect that power. And I call myself a spiritual being because I feel that it's important for me to stay connected more to my spiritualness. And I have a connection with God where, I meditate and I pray on a regular basis. I do affirmations that are really important to me. And
love
I talk to some of the women. I love affirmations. They actually really work. People think it's just something you say, a bunch of words, but they have power.
I agree. They're mantras, yeah. Hey, I got just on Facebook, Daniel Muhammad. Hello, Danielle. Thanks for listening. Appreciate your support. She says, best decision I have ever made in my life was to step fully into taking care of my natural hair. Thank you, Felicia, for your talent and contribution to this movement. You have and are an inspiration to me. And then she says, would like to know, where do you get your inspiration for your natural hairstyles?
Oh, that's a great question, Danielle. And thank you, Danielle. I really appreciate you. I see you sometimes come and like some of the work that I post up, so thank you. The inspiration comes from a lot of the naturalistas, the young girls posting up pictures of themselves and the things that they've done at home. And basically what I'll do is I'll put my spin on it because, you know, people make fun and say, you're not supposed to say this, but I am getting old. I'm getting better, but I'm getting older. And so sometimes you run out of things to be creative. So I'm an artist by trade, actually. My background is I used to draw and create and design dresses and things like that. So, and then I did some interior design work. So a lot of times I can look at a pattern or something that has been weaved or crocheted and equate that to natural hair and come up with hairstyles.
Wow.
So I look at what other people are doing, and I mix it up with textures and different styles of fabrics and patterns, and I weave that into my work, and that's how I come up with stuff. So thanks, Danielle, for asking that.
That's not getting old, Felicia. That is still being very creative. I mean, there's nothing new up under the sun. Everything is a remix of something, you know. So I just think that's just a natural part of the creative process, and we know you're talented. So I just want to thank you again for coming on to the show, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Yes, I'm excited for you and your show. I'm glad that I'm one of the first people you've chosen to be on, and I can't wait until I see you talking to Oprah.
I received that. Thank you for putting that out.
Yeah,
I received
knew
that.
You'd win. So, yeah, thank you so much.
All right. And again, everybody, thank you for joining us at The Universal Mind. Feel free to post any questions or comments on Loudmouth Radio page or Blog Talk and follow up with our upcoming broadcast. The Universal Mind is one of three shows currently broadcasting on Loudmouth Radio. So be sure to check it in with us each Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as we are available for live chat on Blog Talk Radio. I just want to also know that you can advertise with us. Currently, we have some exciting rates available for 15 and 30-second spots, as well as premier sponsor rates for advertising with all three of our shows. So so please call in, and you can contact us again at Loudmouth Radio on blogtalkradio.com for more information regarding that as well. Tuesday nights at 8 p.m., come back and join us for The Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers with Jazzy Jones. And Thursday night at 8 p.m., join us for Night Talk Live with J.L. King. Again, thank you, everybody, and have a good evening and continued prosperity and success to everyone. Love you guys. Bye-bye.